KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Just a fascinating guy, and you have a lot of like-minded people in this area.
Uh-huh.
But let's start off with a song, and then and we'll talk about what makes you kind of like Humboldt. What
cool.
do you want to start with?
This is a tune off Chapter of the Forest called Wish Man. Down by the bayou, down by the bayou, I saw good things inside you, good things inside you. They call into my memories of old and tell me what you know, yeah. And I saw a man there, I saw a man and sat down, I shook his hand there, I shook his hand, he laughed loud. I put a question to my heart, a question oh so sharp, yeah. Well, he said, hey, wish man, tell me what's your wish. Close your eyes, all we got is this. Angels speak of a thing called bliss. Close your eyes, all we got is this, yeah. So what to say, love? So what to say when that turn? Well, I was overwhelmed. I stood and let my house burn as I saw horses in the sky. Oh, let me take that ride, yeah. Well, I walked on there, and I walked on with thoughts deep. I never knew that love could dig way down and bury me. I turn and face, I do not run. Another chapter has begun, yeah, for everyone, yeah. Well, he said, hey, wish man, tell me what's your wish. Close your eyes, all we got is this. Angels speak of a thing called bliss. Close your eyes, all we got is this. Hey, wish man, tell me what's your wish, yeah. Close your eyes, all we got is this, yeah. Angels speak of a thing called bliss. Close your eyes, all we got is this, yeah, yeah. Is this, yeah. Is this, yeah. If I'm straying far away, I get down and start to pray. Cause I know, yeah, I know, yeah. And that my song will reach those heavens. I stand up, I'm not forgetting. I know, yeah, I know, yeah, yeah. Cause he said, hey, wish man, tell me what's your wish. Close your eyes, all we got is this. Angels speak of a thing called bliss. Close your eyes, all we got is this. Hey, wish man, tell me what's your wish. Close your eyes, all we got is this. Angels speak of a thing called bliss. Close your eyes, all we got is this.
We got Trevor Hall in the building. you're from South Carolina originally.
Yeah, South Carolina.
And you did an interview in Mantra magazine where you talked about how you had basically grown up with privilege. And you look around at your parents and you see your parents and their friends throwing dinner parties and playing golf. And then you described that there was a hole.
Right.
Talk about that hole.
Yeah, I'm trying to, I'm remembering the article, but yeah, you know, I grew up in a place that was just pretty wealthy, and the kind of thing to do, yeah, was, you know, go play 18 holes of golf and dinner parties and whatever, yachting and all that stuff, and everybody had these big houses and, you know, big whatever, big stuff, but yeah, I just kind of, you know, as time went on, it didn't seem like that a lot of the folks were, you know, too happy, you know, and they had all these struggles and problems and things going on. So I think at a young age, it really kind of was just, for me, just was opened my eyes and was like, you know, is this everything? It just didn't seem like anybody was satisfied. So I just was like, man, it's got to be something else, you know. It kind of created this hunger, like a different kind of, you know, hunger just for something more, something beyond what I was seeing, you know, and that led to a lot of things. Yeah.
The reason I ask is because, like, we, you know, as a culture, we really value people who make difficult decisions. If it's the protester who stands up for what's right, or if it's the you know, the NBA player that comes out of the closet, or if it's the privileged kid who walks away from it.
Right.
In this case, you could kind of be on easy street, like the, as Utah Phillips called, the weapons of privilege, like make life really nice.
Right.
And yet you live in an ashram from time to time.
Right. Yeah, well, I did. Yeah, I did for a while.
What's life in the ashram like?
It wasn't really by choice. It just kind of happened by accident. I kind of ran out of money.
That's a good way to get there.
Which was a good way to get there, yeah. And then I was very close to this ashram, and they're very kind, and you know, they're like my spiritual family, you could say. And so it was quite natural. They were just like, well, why don't you just stay with us until you can get back on your feet. So that's what happened. I moved in, but then I just didn't leave for like 8 years. So it was interesting. I mean, it was amazing. It was really difficult. It was challenging.
How was it difficult?
Well, you know, it's like I was going out and touring the country and, you know, going and playing all these shows and kind of in this environment that was really just all over the place, you know, it's loud and bars and clubs and this and that. And then, like, you know, when the tour is over, a snap of a finger, I'd fly back and I'd be in like an ashram, you know. It's like kind of the total end of the other spectrum, you know. So it was difficult in the sense that in the beginning I really had to like kind of adjust my like headspace, you know, like right when I got back to the ashram, it's like, okay, I'm not out on the road anymore, you know. And then in the beginning of the tour, it was like, okay, I'm not in the ashram anymore, I have to. But it was very interesting because, you know, I think naturally, like I did, we look at those things as two separate environments and we put them in two different categories and whatever. But as time went on for me, that line just kind of started to blur, you know, and which was like a good thing, I think. And, you know, I didn't really distinguish anymore of like, oh, this is my spiritual life over here, and then this is my like working material life. That just kind of fell, and it all just kind of harmonized, if that makes sense. That sounded really
hippie-ish. Any sense at all, Trevor Hall. Okay. Well, this is why I wanted to ask, because when you're out on tour, look, your music has been on like a Shrek soundtrack. Yeah. Millions of people have heard of Trevor Hall, and so. On the one hand, when you're out on tour,
right,
it's get money, get money, get money.
Yeah.
But when you're in the ashram, it's like, get rid of money, get rid of money, like eschew materialism.
It's not, I think like on tour, it wasn't get money. I mean,
that was definitely part of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. You got to, you know, it's essential to live, you know. I mean, you know, I guess more or less. But it was more of just a mindset for me. It was more of just, at first it seemed so black and white, and I really struggled with that, you know, coming out and being in late bars and lots of drunk people and just wild, you know, wildness and whatever. And then being back in a place that was just completely opposite. It was hard to kind of, I don't know, not see those as two different environments, but
yeah,
I mean, they are two different environments, but I don't know what I'm trying to say. Next question.
Well, let's do a song. This is why I'm so excited that you're here, Trevor Hall. By the way, he's playing tonight at Humboldt Brews, and if people want to watch video, we're streaming video on Periscope. You can grab the link if you follow us on Twitter. It's also posted up to khum.com, so they can see your nice scarf.
My nice scarf. And everybody tune in.
Occasionally your hand tattoo comes into the frame.
Oh, cool.
What is that? Just so we can know what. Let's see that tat there.
This is the Om symbol, and you know, I think a lot of people know what Om is, but Om is, you know, in the Indian philosophy, it's the first sound, it's the first syllable, the first sound, the sound that's always humming, the eternal sound. And in Indian philosophy, a lot of the yogis, they believe that this world, this universe, and everything, us, everything was actually born of sound, vibration. So Om is the root of all of that, and the yogis can hear Om all the time, but we can't because we're distracted. But it's just kind of a good reminder, you know, look down.
Every time you pick up your strumming hand,
yeah,
you
right.
see Om.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting because I had a teacher in India that he taught me how to play this instrument called the ektara. And ektara ek means one. Tara is string, and it's just a one-string instrument. And at first I thought, oh, this is kind of interesting, why, you know, play one-string instrument. But for him, there was much symbolism, and he said that one string, that one sound is Om, and all notes, all sound are contained within that one sound. So if you master that one sound, then you master all the sounds. So and he said when you're singing, you should always follow the Om voice. Follow the ektara voice. Everything's dancing on top of that one sound, that one root. So,
I would love to get some physicists in on that theory.
Yeah,
get some overtone discussion going.
Overtone discussion. Yeah.
Look, let's do it. Let's do another song, Trevor Hall.
Cool. I think I'm gonna try something different here. This is a tune. I just came out with an EP called "Unpack Your Memories." So, there's a tune called "Still Water" off that one.
Can a knife cut through your still water? In the mountains hides a sweet daughter. Like a bird I fly through the ages. This is how I turn back my pages. Everything under the rain and the thunder, they bow. Melodies open, the bird it has spoken in full. Down on the river, the boatman delivered the name. And now I repeat it to swallow the secret untamed. Can a knife cut through your still water? In the mountains hides a sweet daughter. Like a bird I fly through the ages. This is how I turn back my pages. Yeah.
turn it back, turn it back. Back where the sweet moon song never lacked. Back when the land was filled with warrior, sweet euphoria, that was a fact. Back when I never ever counted those leaves on the trees. We jumped those seas. Back when the fable was strong all night long. Back when love was the key, you see. Well, the boatman gave me a name. Now I repeat it, constantly feed it. I need it, all wise men seek it. In my heart I keep it. Now that the earth is turning real fast, I hold on strong just to make it all last. This storm, it soon shall pass. Give thanks and praise at last. The house of song is ash. Beer boom whispers from my past. Tell them all the bird is leaving its cage. Heard that word from a great, great sage on a different page. I don't speak hollow. These words are full, come follow. And if you see tomorrow, the rains will wash your sorrow. Yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Get a knife cut through your still water. Oh, oh, oh. Get a knife cut through. Yeah,
yeah. That's Trevor Hall here in the K-Hum studio. And if you're just tuning in, he plays tonight up at Humboldt Brews. And also, you can watch a video stream of this. We got a link up at khum.com. People are liking it, by the way. They say you're awesome.
Nice.
And they say they love you.
Cool. Do they like the scarf or?
I don't know. It's a very nice scarf.
Are we in?
How much time did you spend in India?
I've been there. I've been traveling there for the past 8 years. So usually go once a year. Although the last couple of years I haven't gone just because of whatever things. But yeah, I've been over there, I think, 7 or 8 times. So I usually go over and spend a month or two and in the winter and then come back.
You go to the same spot every time?
I usually go to the same spots and then I like to try to add a new spot every trip. But
it's a big country.
It's big. It's big. Yeah, a lot of spots for sure. Yeah.
So, I don't even know, are you like Hindu or?
I don't really know what I am. I'm trying to figure it out. I mean, I definitely gravitate towards the Indian philosophy and the teachings of a lot of those saints and sages for sure. But I'm just, I guess, kind of very open to anything. Yeah.
In the music world, they're not buying like what you're selling philosophically per se,
right?
Because again, it's like the get money game.
Mm-hmm.
When you're on tour, you're playing these festivals, who are the musicians that you hang out with that are of a similar mind?
Yeah, well, it's cool because I feel like right now, especially in the last like couple years, well, it's, you know, it's always been on, but I just feel like there's kind of a really cool tribe of folks together right now that have
who's,
you know,
in that
like Nako and Medicine for the People. I mean, he's a great brother of mine. John Butler Trio, you know, Michael Franti, Dustin Thomas tonight, who's playing with us, we call him Little Buffalo, and Tubby Love, who's playing with us tonight, Mike Love. Just so many guys, you know, that are really coming together and really joining forces, you know, like I think just collectively and playing together more as much as we can and writing together. And so Xavier Rudd, you know, all these cats.
That's our playlist.
Yeah.
Like, these are our
people. It's really wonderful. It's just, I feel really blessed and grateful just to kind of be like even considered in the same whatever genre as all of them, because I look up to all of them, you know. So,
well, here's the reason I ask is because when you have the mindset that you all do and you espouse mm-hmm. the virtues that you do, it does not jive with sort of the hunt for popularity and that mm-hmm. sort of thing. And so the through line that I'm driving toward is like, how do you see your role? Like, do you mm-hmm. use, you obviously want to use the microphone for good
mm-hmm.
and you want to use the platform that you've been given for good. How does that integrate for you on a daily basis?
I mean, for me, I feel like I'm a little, I think I'm a little softer compared to the other guys because the other guys are very, very knowledgeable with, much more knowledgeable than I am in like political issues and what's going on with the earth. And, you know, honestly, in recent years, I've really learned a lot from them about, you know, just a lot of social issues.
And Nako is not pulling punches.
Yeah, Nako, he's going full force, you know? And I feel like while all those things are very, very important to me, obviously, for me, I'm more concerned with what's going on inside, and I feel like if as a people we don't turn inside and look within ourselves and change our hearts, then no matter how much change we do on the outside, those things in our collective consciousnesses, greed and power and those things, that those things are always going to continue. So I feel like the real change has to come within. And so I think for me, I'm more concerned with what's going on inside me and finding that unity within and developing those positive qualities. Not that they aren't, but that's what my real focus is on.
You toured super hard for a few years and then you're like, man, I need a break. So You and your wife, is this Emery? Are you the?
Yes.
Hi, Emery. Hi. I read about you. So you guys got a house. Oh, by the way, Henry's cool, right? He keeps putting the little fetch toy in front of the.
He's the man.
He's a good boy. He's a good dog. So you and Emery, you go out to the woods.
Yeah.
You get a place in Vermont.
Yeah, in Vermont. Yeah. Maine.
So what was it? Was that a retreat for you, or is that we're changing our lifestyle?
Her family has a place in Vermont, so you know it's pretty out in the woods there. So it's just nice to just kind of unplug. So naturally, when I was feeling really just overwhelmed with everything, that was the first place that kind of popped into our minds, and you know we didn't have to pay rent.
Yeah,
that's
good
too,
yeah.
So I just really, upon meeting my wife and stuff, I had never really spent a lot of time up there, but through her, I really just fell in love with that area, and I just wanted to stay there. You know, I just kept wanting to be there, and then when we were up there, naturally, you know, these certain songs came out from our time there, yeah.
But you didn't go to the woods with the intent, you know, like Mason Jennings will hole up.
Yeah, I love Mason.
Again, a guy in the similar sort of 50-year plan.
Right.
You know, so he'll rent a cabin and leave the windows open and make an album with the intent of like, I'm going to the woods and I'm not coming out until I finish it.
Right.
But you went up to the woods just to get a break, it sounds like, and then you come back with an album.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely wasn't going into the woods like, I'm going to write an album. I was going into the woods like, I need to like put down the guitar and I need to just sit and just watch and listen. And to be honest, I was so burnt out before that, I didn't even know. I was like not even concerned with coming back or whatever or writing another album. I was just so tired. So when we were, and I didn't know how long the break was going to last, you know, so, but then as time went on, naturally, you know, I picked up the guitar, wrote a song, whatever, then put it down and, you know, did the same. And, you know, after a year's time, there was a song, you know, an album that was born. So,
yeah, if it comes your way, what are you going to do? Shut the door on a song that's asking to be written?
Yeah, no.
Song's
no.
Like, hey, write me.
Right.
Okay, I got this.
Right.
And the next thing you know. But that's a nice and natural way to write an album, right? I mean, it seems different from your other albums where you go in with intent or you collect a body of work.
Yeah, it was definitely my favorite experience, my favorite album so far, just because it was so healing for me and... I also felt like I was kind of really like discovering my sound or like honing in on whatever, I don't know, my musical style, I don't know. But it was just a really eye-opening, beautiful, healing experience.
You think that's because nobody was around, no producers were telling you, maybe try this or try that, you're just left alone?
I don't know. I mean, you know, producers are really awesome in one sense to help you, you know, kind of pull a track out, but I really don't know. I think it was just the forest is what really gave that to me and helped me find myself. So, yeah.
Good call, Amory. Nice work.
Good call.
Take people to the forest. You know, Brett Denon, right? You know,
yeah, a good friend of ours, too.
Yeah, he takes kids out in the woods all the time. We had him on a few months ago, and he was talking about he had kids on that had never seen a stick.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, it makes me sad. It makes me sad that I don't know more about, like, if I was out in the woods, like what plants I could eat and what are poison or whatever, or just navigating like through the woods without any compass. Like, it makes me sad that we don't know how to do that anymore.
Oh, and, no, people here got that.
Oh yeah, but
the
I mean like
things
yeah,
are
yeah,
real.
No, but I mean like just in the general, yeah. You know, in the general way, it just. But you know that if you know what to do, you know. I don't know.
You gonna see some trees later? We got huge trees here. Maybe
we heard.
You've heard.
We drove by some huge trees last night. We in the dark, like we were driving through this one part, and they just looked like huge giants just right in the middle of the road. So we'd like to see some trees. We're looking at some beautiful trees from this window.
Yeah, that's the Wildcat Range. Yeah. This mountain range, if you look north, I don't know if you can see it from where you're sitting, Trevor Hall.
Yeah,
but,
I see it a little bit. Yeah.
It turns into a beach right up there, and that beach is the starting point geographically of the Pacific Northwest. You are on the border of the Pacific Northwest.
Wow.
You can see it from here.
Wow.
Real quick, we'll do one more song, and again, Trevor Hall playing tonight at
Humboldt Brews.
Yeah, with the whole crew.
Yeah.
It's going to be feel-good vibes.
Good people.
I saw a photo on your Facebook page. You have an iPod in the photo that is as large as a brick.
What?
Yeah.
What photo you speak of?
Well, let me direct you to your very own Facebook page here. I was just wondering, like, are you the last guy on Earth to have an iPod? This is your page, right?
Right. That's me, right? Okay.
We'll keep on scrolling going down here. We're scrolling.
Okay.
We're scrolling. Okay. I'm not going to find it, but... I guess that's going to answer the question. If you don't remember having an iPod, then it's not really going to go anywhere. I just thought, wow. Because they still work. They're still good technology.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see it and know what was on it. So I'll just ask you, like, what do you listen to when you're driving around?
Lately, gosh, we really, it kind of goes around, but I'm really into The Tallest Man on Earth.
Oh, yeah.
And just... yeah, totally into The Tallest Man on Earth. What else are we listening to? A lot of Midnight. Oh yeah, we've been listening to this really cool, just because of the Nepali earthquake. You know, we spent a lot of time in Nepal as well. We've been listening to a lot of Nepali music, just to, you know,
like Nepali pop or
no, like Nepali like folk music, like mountain music. So, just to kind of, you know, put our consciousness there and think about everything they're going through. But yeah, that's it right now, I guess. I've been working on a new album also, so I'm just kind of, when I'm kind of in that world, I don't really listen to anything else because I'm just kind of so focused on what I'm doing. But yeah, Midnight is definitely a go-to. Xavier Rudd's new album,
Oof.
Mana, just... Or Nana. Oh, I got the bell on that one?
No, we're giving Xavier a bell because he's a good guy.
Yes. And, Tallest Man on Earth, Midnight. That's kind of where I'm at right now.
That's an international... You got the diaspora going.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Midnight's from St. Croix?
St. Croix, yeah.
So he's St. Croix. Xavier's Australian. Tallest Man on Earth is Swedish.
Swedish, right? Or Norway? Sweden or... Sweden.
Swedish, yeah.
Sweden,
he's from the town that they make the Volvos. That's his hometown.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. Good to know.
No, I'm not kidding, by the way. It's actually the Volvo headquarters.
Wow.
All right, man. It has been real good, and I don't want to keep you because I know you've got things to do and trees
to see. I got trees to see, bro.
You got so many trees to see. You got a sound check and a load in.
Uh-huh.
And let's give out some tickets. We'll do a couple of pair of tickets.
Okay, cool.
And we will do that at the end of this next song, which is going to be...
We're going to play a tune. This is a tune off Chapter of the Forest called Haleakala. Is that good? Do you like that?
Yeah.
Do I get a bell for that or what? There
Haleakala,
we go. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was calling out your name before I knew from where you came. A spirit big, a spirit strong, yeah. I could hear that spirit song. Yeah, I could hear that spirit song. Oh, yeah. Oh, Hale Akala, my mind, oh, grandma, my mind. You say, open up and live, let that sweet love come in. Oh, Hale Akala, my mind, oh, grandma, my mind. You say, open up and live, let that sweet love come in. Ocean by the mountain sky, I and I and I and I. I go forth into the heart, aloha spirit through the dark. Yeah, aloha spirit through the dark. Oh, Hale Akala, my mind, oh, grandma, my mind. You say, open up and live, let that sweet love come in. Come on in, yeah. Oh, Hale Akala, my mind, oh, grandma, my mind. Say, open up and live, you learn more the more you give, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Hale Akala, my mind, oh, grandma, my mind. Oh, Hale Akala, my mind, oh, grandma, my mind. Oh, Hale Akala, my mind, oh, grandma, my mind. Oh, Hale Akala, my mind, oh, grandma, my mind. Oh, Hale Akala, my mind, oh, grandma, my mind. Oh, Hale Akala, my mind, oh, grandma, my mind. Oh, Hale Akala, my mind, oh, grandma, my mind. Oh, Hale Akala, my mind, oh, grandma, my mind.
Man,
there you go,
Trevor Hall. It has been really nice talking to you.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you so much.
What a nice spot here, chill spot.
It's a chill spot.
Yeah,
you can stay, man. Emery, we got woods here. We got lots of woods. I'm gonna tell her.
Yeah, we got another three albums are waiting out there in those woods.
Oh, more than three, man.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a blast. You're playing tonight at Humboldt Brews. We'll give some tickets out right now. And here is how we'll do it. We will ask two questions. The first question up, the ektara is an instrument. What does it translate to? If somebody can call up 786-K-HUM, 786-5486. It was the Indian instrument.
Oh, this is like a test. I like this.
Oh, dude, they're very active people. They're paying attention, man. So yeah, what does the ektara translate to? And we'll take a loose translation.
Cool.
And then the other question is, who does Trevor Hall chill with at the festivals?
There we go.
Drop any of those names that he dropped, and you are going to go see him. And you can bring a friend to Humbrews tonight. We've got details up at khum.com, trevorhallmusic.com. Site looks good, by the way.
Thanks.
That's tight.
Thank you. That's all the wifey.
You design it? Yeah?
Yeah, mate.
Keeper.
Keeper.
Keeper. All righty. Well, that has been Trevor Hall. Thank you so much.
Bless Om.
We will be... Bless all?
Bless Om, yeah.
Bless Om?
Yeah.
Should I pick that up? Should I start?
Full womb. Got to get that one.
Full womb?
Yeah, I'm dropping serious full trees.
Full. That means something else in this town.
Big green. Yeah, that's...
That
yeah.
also means
that
something
means
else
something
in this
else
town.
Too, yeah.
All right, well...
I'll stop now.
Bless Om, Trevor Hall.
Bless Om.
Take care.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.